Welcome to the Gutter live from Zurich, where our massive gutter Christmas tree looms above us. I'm just setting the scene for you all because you can't see us because we're not filming this, are we, Neil?
Only for clips. They don't know where the space is.
Yeah, the Christmas tree's off camera in Gutter HQ in Zurich. Mo's joining me, nodding because he can see that massive Christmas tree.
It's gorgeous.
He's blinded by the twinkliness of it.
I can barely focus because of the amount of light on it is unreal.
Yeah, and as you can see, each bauble is decorated with the face of a prospective Liverpool transfer buy, which took me ages to arrange. Have I mentioned everyone who's here? Yeah, I have. You've got the picture. This gutter, 14 days before the window slams open, actually falls at the sort of time I like a gutter to fall, in a certain sense, the day after I've been horribly disappointed by the Reds, because I'm ready to sell them all.
I hate all the bastards.
Oh, I do very much hate them. Well, I know we can all be reasonable about it, blah, blah, blah. It's one of them, blah, 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 as we were being upstairs, Neil, a minute ago. But in a sense, to try and be serious about it, in a sense, and I'll say it's in a sense because it's not a total truism, after a bad performance, and I've used the phrase in my notes, you lower the tide to reveal the rocks, kind of. So when you win, if Trent's shot goes in yesterday and we get a 1-0, we're also happy. No one's talking about the fact that the forward line looked a bit blunt yesterday, or we don't really love our number six options that much. We just go, you look at the Reds with their title-winning feistiness and getting it over the line, gritty 1-0. That's all. You know what? I know we'd have whinged about several things, but more or less that would have been the vibe. But when you don't, they're all that bit shitter, aren't they, Mo? They're all that bit shitter. And I think the focus of looking at Soch, and we'll start with it, and we can try and be lofty about it, but I don't want you to be too lofty.
Of course.
Our forwards are in a bit of a rut at the moment, and all four forward lines can get in a bit of a rut. But are we at a stage where we're beginning to think, you know what, the five best forward line forwards in the world selection that we hailed at the beginning of the season, that might have been a bit of a precipitous cry. Maybe we're looking to a point towards a time where we'll consider surgery amongst this group.